Hey guys, welcome back to Dream Makeup. Listen, here on the East Coast, on this beautiful Wednesday, it is freaking freezing, yo. Like, you would think Elsa came over, had a party, and forgot all her belongings, like her freaking snow and icicles. I mean, it is beyond freaking cold right now. So make sure you're covered, make sure that you're good to go, because you're gonna need a sweater, a prayer, and I don't even know, a hot heating pad under your tush to get through this. If you're driving, please know that, and listen, I'm speaking to the people in the East Coast right now. If you're on the West Coast, how you doing? How you doing? But if you're here on the East Coast, I'm telling you, make sure that you guys are driving safely, because the roads are icy. I mean, you're talking about when you're holding on to the brakes 100 feet before you hit the line and you're not braking. You are just sliding. Okay? So, you know, give yourself some time. You know, don't be a freaking jerk off, right? In a rush and not caring about other people out there on the roads. Listen, there's people out there with kids on the roads. There's people out there with elderly people on the roads. There's people out there on the roads. And, you know, I just don't think people understand here in the East Coast when their speed limit is, you know, limitless, I guess, because I'm pretty sure that nobody follows the speed limit, man. Because, you know, I've seen myself, like, you know, feeling like a good Samaritan. Like, you know, I'm gonna go 65 on a 60. You know what I mean? I'm feeling a little good today, but I want to be safe. And what I have found is that I've never heard the horn bump so much in my life, and people pass me as if I was just some bypasser. You know what I mean? So with that said, you know, I'm here in the East Coast. I want to spread the aloha, spread the love. You know, you could take the girl out of the island, but you cannot take the island out of the girl. And with that said, that's why I'm telling you guys this. Just think about the next time when you're on the road, who you can affect by your decisions. Okay? And that's not just on the road. I'm just talking about life in general, in our lives, in our waking lives. You have to understand that every movement you make may or may not affect somebody. Like, it's not just you in this world, okay? And your sphere of influence, which is everybody around you at all times, are affected by you. I mean, it could just be your energy. I mean, you could be in a room and just having an off day, and everyone can sense it. You know what I mean? So that's why I really want to explain to people here on my Dream Channel today that just be a little bit more aware, you know? And as I was sitting here, I was just thinking, you know, I've lived my life, you know, I'm trying to open up, you know, a little bit to you this day. And I have my moments here on Dream Makeup where, you know, I really want my listeners to understand where I come from when I'm coming off in a certain way, because I always come with love. So with a little background, you know, I've just been sitting here thinking at 34 years old, man, I have lived my life, and the things that I complain about in my 30s are very, you know, reasonable. And the things that I used to complain about in my 20s, I was like, what the heck was I complaining about? Like, you know, not being able to go party on a Friday night because I had to work a piece of crap job, or not being able to wear the outfit that I want because some other girl's wearing it, or not being able to fit into an outfit, or I just think that a lot of things that I complained about in my 20s were very superficial. If you are a better person than I was in my 20s, and you're already in your 20s, and you're already thinking about the future, and are already thinking about how your every decision that you do is going to affect you, you know, and others along the way, then you are on the right track. But, you know, as I was living my life in my 20s to the fullest, if I could, and even before that, hello, I've done it all. I realized that, you know, sometimes in order to grow, you got to get knocked down. To slow down in life, sometimes life has to blow you out, okay? And I'm not talking in any type of other way if you have that type of personality in mind. Ugh. I'm talking about like boxing. You know what I mean? Sometimes life will challenge you, okay, to see how bad you really want these dreams. Because, you know, the secret to the universe is that it listens. And the secret to the universe is that it knows you. So you can't trick the universe. So you have to be your most authentic self when you're asking for your dreams to come true. Hello, Dream Channel. You have to know that you can't lie to yourself and you can't lie to the universe, okay? So if the universe, not if, but I know that it does know you, but let's just say, hypothetically speaking, if the universe wanted to challenge you, because the universe understands that when you ask, there is a rule that you shall receive. And the only way for the universe to know that this is something that you really, really want, because who's got time to waste when there is no time to waste in those realms? You feel me? Be open-minded here. So the way that the universe will challenge you is by throwing life at you, throwing situations at you, okay? And the funny thing is, they're not even things that, you know, the universe is throwing at you. It's things that you are doing that are preventing you from moving forward to obtaining that dream. Because the truth is, everything that you want to do and everything that you really will to do is already in you. And the fact that you're not doing it is because you're not ready, or you're unfocused, or you're blinded, or you're just not woke enough to understand that you just have to go left or right, or move back or move forward or move away from certain things in order to obtain those dreams. So what life will do, life will give you whatever you're doing in a lump sum, because you asked for something. So the universe has to listen. But the universe knows that you can't receive what you're asking for because you can't see it, even if it was coming your way. So whatever you're doing at that moment, life will give you an abundance of whatever you're doing right now. You understand? Please follow me. So if you are running and you're asking to fly, well, you know, you can't fly because you're so focused on where you're going. So the universe will give you a blast of energy so that you can put it towards the things that you want to do, but you're still pushing forward, okay? Instead of opening up a book and realizing that you could use these tools in order to fly and do everything that you want to do. You know what I mean? So you got to understand the secrets of the universe and the words that you use that come out of your mouth. And understand that you cannot lie to yourself and you cannot lie to the universe. Yes, when you ask for something, you shall receive it. But know that your heart has to match those wishes, you know? And, you know, you can't go on blaming people why this happened to you or why that happened to you, because the reality is you wanted that thing, or you asked for that thing, or you created that thing, because this is your life and you can do with it what you will. That's the sadness about living in this world that we call life, and doing it every single day, is the fact that we choose to do it the way that we want to do it. And I'm not saying that you're not, you know, some people, that you're not held back in certain times. You know, there were times where, you know, you couldn't love who you wanted to love and you couldn't work where you wanted to work because, you know, Monopoly is in play. But Monopoly has changed. The game of Monopoly has really, really changed. The rules have allowed for more freedom, more will, and more ability, really, for anybody. That's the American dream, is that no matter who you are, and what you do, you know, that you can do what you want. So I was just thinking, like, you know, and I'm just going to end this here. This is the closing, okay? I'm done ranting. That know that you can't lie to yourself. Know that everything that you do may or may not affect other people. And you think that it won't come back to you. Giving love is like a boomerang. And the same thing as hate. You know what I mean? If you're making bad choices, then you have to understand to look around your environment. If you don't have kids and you don't have friends, then, you know, how could you care, really? You know, because you don't have anybody. And then I feel sad for you. But if you do have children, or you have a spouse, or you have friends, or you have colleagues, or you have, you know, people that are around you that look up to you, you have to know that it is your responsibility, as well as everybody else's, to make an impact in the most positive light humanly possible, because it is in our nature to give, okay? And it's in our nature to receive. And if you're putting things out there into the universe that are toxic, well, Maybe that's why your life is, you know what I mean? Because what you're giving out to the universe, it's giving back to you. So in order to cleanse yourself right now, I want to ask you to just simply close your eyes. Please just close your eyes for a second. If you're driving, if you're somewhere else, please don't close your eyes. But if you're at home, if you're relaxing somewhere and you could just be in the moment, close your eyes and give yourself a minute to dig deep down inside. I know when you close your eyes, all you see is the black and the looking, you know, like when you turn on a TV channel and it's like static. That's the word that I'm looking for. It kind of looks like black static. But if you allow yourself to just slowly breathe in and slowly breathe out, and even just kind of like touch yourself just very lightly to have an out-of-body experience, like a spiritual moment that says, I'm here for you. You know, yourself telling yourself, you're not alone, and I understand. Pat yourself on the back and say, job well done. You made it another day. You're still here. Now, what are we going to do to make it better? What are we going to do to make tomorrow better? What can we do to make our life better? Because we are in control. What can we do to make that dream come true right now? Even if it is just something simple as writing it down. Let's write it down. You know, talk to yourself. Talk to that inner self that's inside of you, okay? Because that's the innocence in you. That's the purity in you. That is the authentic genuinity inside of you, okay? And sometimes when you're walking around with your eyes open, you're just distracted. That's why I've asked you to close your eyes, and I've asked you to touch yourself and even maybe slightly caress your shoulders like your traps. You know, just pat yourself, love yourself first, so that when you figure out what it is that you want and what it is that you need, then maybe you can give the world a little bit more love, a little bit more things that it needs. And then we can all be happy together. You know, we all have to understand that we are all an effect of each other. You know what I mean? So please, please know that you're not alone. Please know that all your dreams can come true. They really, really can. And once they come true, it's like, oh my God, I can't believe I couldn't do this. Like, here I am, you know? It's like when I wanted to be a real estate agent. I can't believe, like, I was at a moment where I was like, I don't know if I'm going to pass the test. The test is freaking hard. I don't even know if I'm caught out to do this. And then now I've been doing it for years. And then, oh, I don't know if I'm going to, you know, represent a buyer or a seller. It's like, now I've represented the buyer and seller. It's like, oh my God, I don't know if I could represent an investor. Well, guess what? I just represented an investor. And, you know, you just got to keep on allowing yourself that even in doubt, as long as you have the will to keep moving forward, you're going to see those things get checked off and you're going to find yourself finding more and more things to do. Okay. You got a lot of things to do in this life. Okay. So stay busy and have faith that you are ready.